Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What's up, Cuzzy Wuzzy?
There he is.
Whoop.
What's happening, buddy?
How we living?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. Busy. You know how it is. So let's kind of start with piggyback off some things we talked about last time. One thing I definitely want to get into, and I need an education on, is just the whole cryptocurrency mania going on right now. First off, did you watch Elon on SNL?
Yeah. First off, big Elon guy. Hope to own a Tesla in the future here. Big fan of Elon. I like what he's doing. He's doing some things on big scales that a lot of people don't realize, but in my opinion. But yeah, I think the monologue was great, but I actually ended up falling asleep. The skits were pretty terrible, to be honest. I haven't really watched Saturday Night Live in a while.
Yeah, it's awful.
I gotta think, like a lot of the OGs, you know what I mean? Like the Adam Sandler's or, you know, Chris Rock's or whoever, gotta like watch that. Like they can't think that's like entertaining and very funny, right? Like, I don't know.
No way.
Some, I mean, you know, got some good skits here and there, I guess.
No.
But I haven't really watched it, I guess, in a while. Since like the Tracy Morgan era, I guess.
Dude, you were in diapers, Tracy. You were in diapers when Tracy
Morgan
was on.
Nah, he was on there for a while. Is Keenan still even on there? I don't even think Keenan's on there anymore, is he?
Yeah, he is, bro. He's like the longest tenured like cast member like ever, probably, on that show.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been on for a
minute. Did you watch it?
So I'm with you. I mean, SNL's been trash for so long. You know, they just it's clearly, you know, like a bipartisan like comedy show. You know what I mean? Like they only look at life one way, unfortunately. So and it's only gotten worse. But I wanted to check out Elon just because, you know, I've watched him on Joe Rogan and, you know, he's kind of a boring guy, but he's interesting. And supposedly a couple of the cast members were like boycotting the show. For what reason?
Because he's really rich, but like, is that what it is? Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think he's but he's like using his money to like try to save humanity.
Of course.
You know, like, what if, yeah. He's trying to colonize Mars.
Yeah, bro. Well, he was
why are they mad?
He was outspoken about the lockdowns.
That's when he shipped up and moved to Texas.
Yes, and like he had a tweet, you know, I took the red pill. So I think a few of the cast members looked at it like, oh, he's a Trumper Republican, you know, just because of a few tweets or whatever. It's stupid shit. But
I don't even know if he's either, but he's I thought he said it great in the monologue. He's like for people who I've offended, he's like, I'm trying to like colonize Mars and reinvent like the electric vehicle. Like, do you think I was gonna be normal? Like,
right.
I thought that was perfect. That was part of the monologue. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I mean his son's name is like a math equation. So
AX12 or something like that.
Some crazy shit like that. He's definitely a unique individual, and him and Bezos, they've been, you know, swinging dicks, trading who's the richest in the world for a while now.
It's pretty much who's ever stocks up is like just they have so much stock. Like if like Amazon stocks up, like Jeff Bezos is the richest. If like Tesla stocks up, then like Elon's the richest.
Yeah, basically. yeah. I mean,
bounces back and forth.
Exactly. So what happened with Dogecoin though? Because I heard it tanked. Like while the show was going on, and then Robinhood, was having little issues again. So what happened there?
Yeah, it's pretty classic. I mean, it definitely went down, I guess, from what it was, but like tanked, like, you know, like 2 months ago, the thing was at like 3 cents. It's still hanging around like a 50 cents. So, who knows? You got so many people buying it now. They probably thought it was going to go up, you know, people will sell off. But I remember looking at Dogecoin when it was like half a penny. I just didn't know how to buy it. there's like a bunch of people who made like millions of dollars off that when they like bought it at a half penny.
Right.
Elon's been tweeting about it at July. It was like 0.04 of a penny.
Like, is that a thing?
By like, oh yeah, yeah, people are making a bunch of money. They already found their next one. If people are making a bunch of money off it, they freaking, if you buy 10 million, you know, if you buy 10 million shares for half a penny, it doesn't cost that much. Now, even today, the thing's worth 50 cents. It's freaking, yeah.
To the moon?
$5 million. It's $5 million. This is pretty high. But the thing is, a lot of people in the mainstream just kind of like, you know, if you're not like paying attention on crypto Twitter, I've been hearing about Doge for a while. I'm sure a lot of people are, but kind of just became like easily accessible, I think, for a lot of people to buy.
Right.
So a lot of people buy when it's at like 60 cents or whatever, or 70 cents. And that's how people lose money. Because there was definitely a bunch of people dumping. What would he say? He said, he called it a hustle or something like that. They're asking what it is.
Right.
What's Dogecoin? What's Dogecoin? And then at the end, it's like, it's a hustle. And he's like, yeah, it's a hustle. You know, that's part of the skit. And then freaking that's, I think that's when it like started like going down.
Okay.
I personally have a few doges myself.
Okay.
Not as much as I would like, but yeah.
Okay. So you thought just him saying that the hustle part, you know, because
people got scared of it. That's definitely why it went down. Then once you see something, then you know a lot of people hop on it and like, oh, you know, panic sell or whatever.
Yeah.
Panic sell. It's dipping. I'm going to take my profits and freaking. You know what I mean? So everyone just starts going down. Other people start sharing action. There you go.
Well, it's like when he hit the blunt first time just on like Joe that. Rogan, everyone freaked out. Like all his investors and shareholders.
Well, Penn goes down because Portnoy gets a sex tape out. Shit like that happens. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit happened.
Yeah.
Portnoy had a sex tape leak and the Penn went down a few bucks a share.
Okay, so is Doge?
Well, yeah, I think
gonna be in good shape. It's fine. It's all is good now. With what happened over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's gonna. I bet you it has a better chance of hitting $1 than zero. You know, to 50 cents.
Okay.
I bet you. Yeah, all these. You know, if you got anything like you got Mark Cuban behind it, the Mavericks are taking Dogecoin. Yeah, Elon's paying for a rocket all in Doge. Like maybe he's kidding about that, but that's someone who probably won't, like probably isn't kidding. Like you never know, like he'll probably actually fund like a rocket to land on the moon, literally funded through Doge on Sunday or something like that after the Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
he's gonna fund an actual space mission to the moon through Doge. So anything, I feel like you got like billionaires behind something like this, like that. You see, the scary thing is, and like what a lot of people are saying, is that like 95, you know, Dogecoin right now is worth like $60 billion. And like 90% of it is owned by like 3 or 4 people.
Right.
So like once those guys sneeze, you know what I mean? That's when, you know, shit would hit the fan. But I bet you, I mean, you know, it's, I don't know what's it. Let's see. May, I bet you by the end of summer, it could easily be $1, or it could be freaking back down to a couple pennies. Who knows? But I bet you it'll probably just keep going up.
So what was the whole thing with like Robin Hood doing that shit again? You know,
I mean, similar to that GameStop thing, in my opinion, and I haven't looked too crazy. I personally deleted my Robinhood account from the first time all that shit went down.
Right.
Because I was Robinhood for a while there. Personally, I just don't think, I think they like can't pay out profits. Like once people start making, you know, if you buy $10,000 worth of something or whatever, and it goes up 300% and you're asking Robinhood for $30,000, or whatever, you know, put another zero behind that. That's for 300,000. Like, that's what people can do on those on apps in a run like this. And that's what people will do. And I just don't think they like have like the capital to pay people. So, you know, when something starts like really popping off like that, whether it's a GameStop or crypto, or, you know, whether it's GameStop or Doge or crypto, whatever, I just don't think they have like money to pay people. I think it's a liquidity problem.
Jesus. And it's only getting worse, obviously.
Contrary to whatever Vlad says, but I mean, some of these freaking coins, like, you got coins that are crypto wise, like, you know, Doge's on Robinhood before it was a penny. Like, people make, like, you know, you put freaking $10,000 into something like that, and it, like, you know, 80x's, it's freaking a lot of money. Like, it's, when people start doing that, trying to cash out, it becomes a problem.
Right. Okay. So.
So I think it's a liquidity problem, but I really don't know that enough about, like, that much about it. You know, I watched him go on like Portnoy and with the whole GameStop thing, but
yeah,
you know, they're funded. That's probably why, and they probably, you know, manipulate it both ways too. You know, make sure people can't sell or whatever when it's going down, so that's how they like get their profits back.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's pretty shady business. Now, I bet you a lot of other, you know, there's probably a lot of other apps or, you know, those app brokers that do similar stuff to Robinhood. But like Robinhood's like the most like popular one, I feel like, and gets like the most heat for shit like that just because they're the most popular.
Right.
And the most mainstream. So, yeah. Yeah. I think they don't have as much money as they would like.
For real. Yeah, it's and this is, you know, it's that type of shit which kind of gives me pause when it comes to just crypto, because I just don't know. It's like the Wild Wild West. I just don't know what to, you know, obviously,
yeah.
I'm definitely, you know, obviously late to the game right now with Bitcoin. Maybe if I'm lucky one day, you know, I I could have the funds to get involved with that. And I just saw, did you see this shit with the Bitcoin and the Giants, New York Giants? Now,
have
you
seen? No, are they accepting it?
Well, so Grayscale,
okay,
just became the first Bitcoin partner of an NFL team, and it was the Giants, and they'll even provide educational seminars for the team. That's how far they're gonna go. So Grayscale, are you familiar with Grayscale?
No, is Grayscale like a crypto? Like,
yeah,
are they like a crypto? Financial firm or something?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and
is it like GA? I think I might have read a headline. I know I know Brady put his Bitcoin laser eyes on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's people who are getting paid in Bitcoin.
What's the laser eyes thing? Do you know the origin of that? Like how that started?
Yeah, it's like laser eyes to 100,000. Like go to Bitcoin Twitter. Twitter Bitcoiners say. So, like, you'll see a lot of the Bitcoin people, like, with laser eyes. Like,
yeah.
Their handle picture. Okay. So, yeah, it's Bitcoin when that's 100, laser eyes to 100,000 is what they say. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes to Bitcoin, I think that's like, like all the other cryptocurrencies are kind of like, you know, let's see if we can catch a runner and make money, and, you know, a little more like gambling. There's some more stable ones that I like. Ethereum, you've probably heard of that. That's,
yeah,
kind
of
like the second
one.
Most popular one. That one's going up a lot. But, like, I mean, what the whole idea is and, like, the purpose of Bitcoin from everything I've read and studied, it's not really like an investment or like a stock. It's supposed to be like a world currency. So, like, you know, you can pay people in England and just send them $100 worth of Bitcoin, or $100, 100 pounds worth of Bitcoin.
Okay.
100 yen, you know, $100 of yen to whoever in Asia. You know, that's the whole idea behind it. And it's, you know, decentralized, so not run by any government or banks. It's just a peer-to-peer system. So I personally, like, if I don't think I've really gotten one yet, but I always tell my friends, like, if we have a $20 bet, like, I'll take $20 of Bitcoin. Send it to me. Like, you can just send it, like, address to address. You can just scan my Bitcoin wallet similar to a Venmo.
So
a block, you know what I mean?
So who's like the quote unquote like the Fed of cryptocurrency, essentially?
Yeah, it's Pure Rand. Now, how the taxes work, like if you cash out Bitcoin to US dollar, make profit, like I don't really know those logistics. I haven't looked into it. Okay. I don't really plan on cashing out any Bitcoin soon, anytime soon.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's like peer-to-peer is the whole idea. There's no like head of Bitcoin.
Wow.
There's an anonymous creator.
Really?
Yeah, called Satoshi.
For real? Satoshi?
Yeah. So if you ever hear sats, they call it sats, like as like a 1/10,000th of a Bitcoin. Okay. You know, they say like sats one day could be a dollar. If sats is a dollar, like Bitcoin will be like worth like 100 million, like one Bitcoin, or like 10 million or something like that. I logistically and you know, for anyone who is looking to invest, obviously do your own research. I'm not a financial advisor by any means, especially when it comes to crypto. I've lost some money here and there as well, but I legit think Bitcoin will like definitely be comfortably over $1 million within a decade. Like you'll be able to walk into a mobile and pay for gas in Bitcoin by just like swiping it, and then the gas station would have a Bitcoin account that they would accumulate.
Okay.
Like, I really think that's how things are going to be.
Okay.
Like generally in 10 years.
Wow.
Now I don't know. But the government is either going to try to, you know, play along, or they try to stop it. But it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't really. There's no laws built into like this crypto currency. It's fairly new. It's within, you know, this was invented 11 years ago. Like that's so freaking new.
Right.
Like this is like everyone says I'm late to the game. This is like really early. I'm like how things can operate. Like, you know, I can soon you'll be able to like deposit into your DraftKings account. Or you're like your gambling account online in Bitcoin, or like you'll be able to buy things on Amazon through Bitcoin. Like you can already go play like poker, online poker and stuff, and just like do the deposit in Bitcoin and then cash out. I mean, dude, anything you can buy online, be easy.
Wow.
Yeah. I've done my research. I follow Twitter. I've gone down some Twitter rabbit holes. You said Pauly, is crypto just kind of, is that what he talks about? Or
yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he's been talking about it for years, to the point where I even downloaded Coinbase at one point and was like, all right, what am I putting, you know, what am I investing in, you know? But I just never jumped in.
I mean, you know, if anyone's investing, you should definitely put, like, you know, put in money that if you lost, you know, you'd be okay.
Right.
That's definitely like what some people make a mistake on and go all in on something and it doesn't do well. You know, people get in tough situations like that. So anyone who's trying to invest definitely should do, you know, something they could lose and be okay with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. Then and you know, there's better sites than others. Like I personally have a site that gives you interest, which is cool. Gives you like a 5% kickback. So there's stuff like that, like, you know, pretty much like a savings account, kind of like what I treat it as.
Yeah. Okay.
It's crazy, like, some of that stuff. I mean, people are like pumping, like people are making some crazy money off it. Obviously, there's Bitcoin millionaires and billionaires or whatever, but I mean, Dogecoin, like there's people who invested months ago that now have millions cashed out for millions, like.
Wow.
And there's going to be more and more. You're going to hear more and more of this. It's freaking crazy. Yeah. I almost think that it's like it's you know, it'd be abused. And so if you want to look at it some way, like a lot of people are going to try to, you know, what's the next Dogecoin or whatever. You know, when Elon did a tweet, Dogecoin going to be, he did some meme, Dogecoin's going to take over like just the financial system. And that's when, and at that point, like Dogecoin was freaking less than a half a penny.
Right.
It got up to like 75 cents.
And what's with the dog? Is that like his dog or something like that?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't really know that much about, like, it was created from like a meme with that dog.
Yeah.
And I've never like seen the original meme or anything like that. And that was like 8 years ago or something.
Okay.
That's the origin behind it. I don't know. I've never like seen the original meme, but that's the, you know, Shiba dog.
Shiba dog, okay.
It's like, it's the Dogecoin. The next one people are pumping up, people already made a bunch of money off it, is called Shiba Inu. It's like based off that. it's a freaking coin based off a meme coin. People made thousands of dollars off it already. It's crazy.
Well, that's that kind of brings me to my next question. And I don't know if you have looked into it a little bit more. I think the last pod we did, we were going to talk about it, or I forget what we said, but NFTs. Have you gone down the NFT rabbit hole yet? Or is that
not all that much? I know Gary V. Is doing these things. Was big on Cinco de Mayo.
May 5th. Yeah, he was big on. Yeah, but then didn't he push it back or something like that? The announcement or whatever he was going to do.
I don't know. And like his NFTs are all like hand drawn by him. I still don't know that much about it. I still haven't wrapped my head around it or studied it all that much.
It sounds like
saying NFTs can be like contracts, like
yeah, it's
stuff like that.
It sounds like it's a bunch of millionaires and billionaires just buying memes. That's it, basically. Like they're just, you know,
but they're not copyable or something like that.
Like,
it's the whole,
like if you want the Jordan crying face meme, like that's probably like, you know, a $1 million or some shit like that. Like,
I know people sold them for $69 million or something. I don't know.
Like what?
I don't know how you create them. I don't know how you create them. I haven't gone. I don't know how you buy them. I don't know how you sell them. It's freaking crazy, dude.
It's just, yeah.
People are making money off it, though.
It's just so.
I don't know if you heard of NBA Top Shot. That's something to do with it, too.
Yeah, NBA Top Shot I've heard of. And
that's something to do with it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like you could buy. Is it like a highlight or something like that? Is that what it is? Like,
yeah, well, it's like, let's say someone does a good dunk or something, and it's like a framed NFT, which is on digital art, everything I understand, non-fungible token, I think what it stands for.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Of, you know, your boy Julius Randle fucking banging a dunk down, I guess, midair, I don't know. That's it. Instead of a poster, you put on your room. I don't know. What do you do? Frame it and plug it in. I don't know. I don't know. You display it. Is it just on your iPhone when after you buy it? Like, what do you get?
I don't know.
Right? Like, I have no idea.
It's still such a mystery. Yeah, it's still such a mystery. Yeah, I
don't think it's anything I'm really going to get too involved in.
Right.
Until I know more, I guess. I don't know. It's. I know Gary V likes it. He likes to think of himself as a early adopter and innovator,
yeah,
of some sort.
He was on, you know, Twitter and Snapchat, I think, and I feel like all the big social media apps. He was.
He always has. He always has his. He always has his story about Uber.
Oh, Uber! Yeah.
Yeah, his homie. His homie. This is my homie.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's nuts.
He said he didn't believe in Uber, right? He didn't go in on it. Is that like
no? Yeah, but he passed on it. Passed it would have been worth like $100 million or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. When he passed on Uber, I've been following Gary for a few years. I saw he's a little eccentric. I saw the clip of him. Someone like made a clip. They're like, "Why is Gary Vee got to be so aggressive?" He's like, "I don't know if you ever seen this one." He's like, "Who do you love most in this world?" And the girl's like, "My family." And he's like, "I genuinely want you to close your eyes for 5 minutes every day and pretend one of them got shot in the face." Have you ever seen that clip? Yeah. I gotta tag you in it. Yeah. Now, obviously, like, whoever created, like, this little video, like, Twitter video, like, you know, probably took it maybe a little bit out of context. Right. And, like, maybe added, like, some dramatic music to it and, like, pause it after he said that and made it, like, even funnier. But that's what it was. But someone's like, "Gary Vee, like, how do you start a business? Just do it. Fuck your family. Fuck your friends. Just do it."
Yeah. I know he always says that. Like, yeah, like he gets asked that question like all the time. Like, "Oh, my parents want me to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to be an influencer and start a business or whatever." He's just like, "Right. Just do it. He doesn't give the solution, like, you know, how to do it.
But
yeah, he never has the and listen, I think he's, you know, he could be inspirational at times. He's a huge Jets fan, Knicks fan.
So wants, like, to own the Jets.
Wants to own the Jets one day, and I'm completely behind that because the current ownership is a joke. And but he, you know, it's weird, you know, going back to, like, you know, the whole family thing. Like, he never talks about his family. And like, I just feel like he's just always on the fucking phone doing, you know, podcasts videos.
He always would say like his, heard a little bit, I guess, though, like he did to get like the whole wine business. Like that's how he started, like,
right,
creating like pops, they had like a wine store.
Yeah,
exactly. You hear about that, and then he took his, you know, it was the liquor store and wine online. That's like kind of how he started it.
Right. Yeah. He took his pops.
Didn't hang out in his 20s. Didn't have fun.
Yeah.
Didn't
do shit.
Working every Friday night.
Yeah. He worked every weekend. didn't do anything till he was like 35.
Monday's when I put my jersey on, man. I love my jersey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, me and some buddies fuck him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, to each his own, all the power to him. I mean, he's a very successful guy, but like, yep. You know, I pride myself on like, you know, like my whole thing is like family and friends.
Right.
And like
right,
his whole
right.
thing is just like, fuck your family, fuck your friends.
fuck your family, fuck your friends.
Just start a business.
And that's it.
Start a business and yeah, buy an NFT and you know, all in the Jets one day and that's, you know, that's the master plan. So whatever, Gary.
He is big into like cards, like trading sports cars,
and
which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah,
you can actually make some really good money off. Maybe you should get a Zach Wilson
and garage sale. Garage sales. He loves garage sales.
Oh yeah, he loves.
Sure. Yeah, he loves driving out to the burbs and hitting a garage sale.
He always says like, you know, if you're like complaining about money, like go to garage sale, sell it on Amazon, buy something for $3, $4, $5, sell it for $6, $7, $8.
Yep.
Can't knock
the Gary Vee hustle, man.
Scan it. go to the store, scan it, see what's selling for Amazon, buy anything that you see is less than on Amazon.
Yeah, he's truly individual for sure. Gary V. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. This whole crypto world is just, it's fascinating to me, and I just like, I feel like 5 years from now I'm still gonna be having this conversation with you and Pancakes and everyone else, just like, what do I do? How do I, you know, like,
hey man,
how
I
do
got
I
a,
invest? Like,
I got a $5 deposit into Bitcoin daily, and okay, that protects against volatility. Because, you know, one day if you buy it and it's 10% down, next day you buy it, it's 10% up, this and that. That's just like, you know, $5 a day. And then that's kind of what a lot of people suggest too, because, you know, everyone says, you know, it's volatile.
So say that again. So $5 a day?
I just do $5 a day. I mean, I've bought it in other portions, and I always buy dips. Like anytime that kind of dipped pretty big a couple weeks ago,
okay,
back down into the 40s, I'll buy dips, and like you can buy $5 at a time, you can buy $10 at a time, $100, whatever. You know, a lot of people don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. Broken down into, you know, thousands and tens of thousands of Bitcoins. When you buy it, like, kind of consistently, like, daily or whatever, it protects against, like, you know, like I was saying, it goes up, protects against volatility. Just stack sats, what it's called. It's like, like I said, it's like, you know, we're pretty much my main savings account now. Obviously, I have a little bit of, you know, some money spread out, but, I truly think it's going to be just a currency you're going to be able to use. And I think, you know, once kind of, you know, there's only 21 million Bitcoins and 300 plus million people. I think kind of once everyone kind of understands it more, and I think it's really just starting to become mainstream. You hear all these big companies buying it, stuff like that, but you're just going to hear more and more of that.
Yeah.
You know, big companies already take it.
Yeah.
Go buy a Tesla with your Bitcoin.
I just don't trust our government or the Fed or, you know,
yeah,
someone
see,
to try
thing.
And
I don't
fuck
know.
It up.
I think they try and mess, like, and a lot of other countries have, like Venezuela or whatever, and like, then like 2 years later, you're like, you know, Venezuela is going to start working on something with Bitcoin. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just don't think. I don't. I don't. know too much of the legality behind, like, what the governments, whatever country, whether it's the U.S. or whatever, what they can do. I don't think the governments can do anything.
Okay.
I really don't. Wow. I don't know. Like, what can they do? I don't know.
No, I just
say,
like,
say you can't cash it out. You can't cash it out to the U.S. dollar. Okay, you can cash it out into euros and then cash the euros to U.S. dollars.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they're essentially private company. I mean, these are like private companies, right? And you know,
or like if like, I don't know, if for some reason like banks stop working with it, then I would just like find someone who accepts Bitcoin and like trade them for cash. For fiat money.
Right. They'll probably always be someone.
Cash out.
Yeah, they'll probably always be someone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like a lot of people are, there are already a lot of people who just buy it, like accumulating Bitcoin.
Okay.
Whether it's one or, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people don't even have a full Bitcoin. A lot of people just, you know, they call them 0.5ers or whatever, 0.1ers. Yeah.
Okay.
I got a buddy with just $1,000 of Bitcoin.
Huh.
Yeah, $5 a day. That's what I do.
Okay, good stuff.
But hey, man, everyone's in different situations, obviously.
Yeah,
you know, with what everyone has going on. And like I said, if anyone's investing, I think you should, you know, pick a little bit amount of money that, you know, if you lose it, everything's gonna be okay.
Right.
Bill wise and this and that, because people have made some mistakes. And it's not good.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, like, it's tough. Like, I when I first started investing in that, like, it's kind of tough to like not look at the price and like stress out if it goes down like this and that. But, you know, people get used to it. Like, you can wake up and, like, you know, if you look at your account, you wake up and all of a sudden your account's down like 10%. All you did was go to sleep. Like, that stuff, you know, happens and kind of like freaks people
out.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like any stock or whatever.
Exactly,
it's a roller coaster ride. Yeah,
but this one can go up or down a lot,
yeah,
lot quicker than, you know, your general, like, you know, savings, you know, IRAs or whatever.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But like $5 a day, I mean, that's, you know, that's like if you, you know, get breakfast or lunch or dinner, you know, $5. Not much you can get for $5 takeout these days.
I got a large coffee and an English muffin sandwich today. It was $7.50.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. $7.50 from Dunkin'. So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I invest a little bit other than that, but I think that I like the daily thing because, you know, you can buy it low, you buy it high.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Good little education there. Good little school.
Yeah, and again, I don't really know as much as a lot of other people would. So,
no. Nah, you know a lot.
Do a little research.
No more than
research.
More than most, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely look more into that. I want to end with your boy. You know, for people who don't know, you're a devout Packers fan, cheesehead, whatever.
Yep.
What's
figure this would come into play?
Yeah. What's happening with Rodgers?
Yeah, a couple things. I'd like to add with the whole Rodgers situation. So I don't know if you follow. I'm gonna back up to draft day. Tough day for me. As a Packer fan. You know, Schefter came out with it on Twitter, this and that, you know. I'm thinking, I've heard Denver. I got people sending me, you know, how many times I was tagged and text and sent, and, you know, you were one of them. A lot of other friends tagging me.
Yeah.
You know, I see it, everybody. I got it, guys. I've heard the news. Anyways, I had a lot of people send me going to Denver. It's a done deal. So
yep,
I'm watching draft day.
Yeah.
That was you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. watching draft day, and I'm like, Denver's on the clock at 9, and I'm like sweating, like Brittany's trying to like distract me, like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then like Denver goes by, and I'm like, I stayed up till Green Bay's pick 29 in case they like shifted it around.
Right.
Now, my honest opinion, I see a little bit of both sides here. You know, no way they should have drafted Jordan Love last year, and I barely even knew. Would he go to Utah? He didn't even go to like a, you know, he didn't win a national championship. You know what I mean? This isn't Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
You're replacing freaking maybe not the GOAT, you know, Tom Brady, Mr. Seven Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. This guy's like the most gifted quarterback to ever play.
Yeah.
You know, why you drafted him? Why you drafted him? Trust me, I wasn't happy with that.
Yeah.
With that pick, nor should he be. So I get that. But I mean, the team's pretty solid right now. Like, they had like some really good things cooking last year. They re-signed, Aaron Jones. They re-signed his boy Bakhtiari. And they gave Tanyan some money, who was a good tight end for him last year. Defense is looking stronger and stronger. I hate Kevin King, who, by the way, could have had TJ Watt traded down. That was our pick, Kevin King. Yeah. That's a guy who gave three touchdowns. I think we went over that last time.
Yeah.
So, he's always been kind of a, prima donna at some points, and I've always thought that. Obviously, I've always enjoyed watching him play and do genuinely like him. And, Brett Favre was my favorite player growing up. You know, this is probably my favorite player currently to watch, at least. You know, definitely being a Packer guy. Also, I might add, he's got his new girl. I think things always get a little funky with him and girls, man. Like, I feel like when he is like single Aaron, he just focuses on football. Like, I don't know, man. Like, he was all weird with like Olivia Munn.
Right.
And that's the whole thing, like with his parents. He stopped talking to his parents, which is strange.
Yeah.
I think it's some issues with when he was dating Danica there. Now this girl, they got engaged, I don't know how long they've been hanging out, and all of a sudden he wants off the team. Like, I don't know what that, I don't know. I hope he plays for the Packers. It sounds to me like he was in Green Bay, as from reports I heard. He's been hanging in Green Bay for a few days, so hopefully something's going on. If it means him or the GM, like, obviously I pick him, and so should everyone else. But it's also kind of like the, there's pros and cons of being a publicly owned team. You know what I mean? You don't have one guy who's invested like $1 billion in the company, into the team,
Right.
So there's been some questionable decisions from the front office, and he's not happy with this. He should be included more. And, if you got a Jerry Jones or something like that, you might include him more. So, or, Jerry Jones character or whatever, Bob Kraft or whatever. So, I don't know. Hopefully he plays. Now, I do want to say, do you follow Pat McAfee at all?
I think he's hilarious.
I
follow him on Twitter and stuff. But he's got that show, right? He's got a podcast and stuff.
Yep. And he like has AJ Hawk on there all the time. And AJ Hawk like started getting Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers used to go on Tuesdays, and they're all pretty funny and down to earth, in my opinion. They always got along, he considers him a friend.
Yeah.
Now, Pat McAfee had a clip of Adam Schefter on the Dan Patrick show. And Dan Patrick was asking him, did you see this clip?
No.
Of Adam Schefter?
No.
So, I'll tag you in it.
Okay.
So Adam Schefter's, Dan Patrick's like, so what's the deal? What was the source? Why did you tweet Aaron Rodgers once out of Green Bay? And Schefter's kind of like beating around the bush, this and that. Oh, no, 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 no. And then he's like, so who told you? He's like, no one told me. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, there was no source saying that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. It was just an accumulation of things from all offseason, this and that.
Oh, wow.
Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, so no one on draft day called you and was like, Aaron said he wants out. He's like, no. He's like, so you just decided to tweet it on draft day. 2 hours before the draft, like, well, it just happened to be draft day, but yeah, that's when I tweeted it. So, like, I don't know if you heard all this. In my eyes, it's almost made up by Schefter.
But and yes, but like also, but the, also the tweet I sent you with oh my god, I'll never be able to pronounce his name, Mark Shrelith. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
Old tight end from the Broncos.
Offensive lineman, but whatever. They both block anyway. But like
him, he lost a lot of weight.
He did. But him on the radio saying, the deal is as good as done, or some bullshit like that. So that wasn't just Shefty. I mean, it was him too saying some things. But I know what you're saying. I know what you're getting at. Like, it's just a lot of chitter chatter.
I mean,
Yeah.
Is Schefter deciding to drop it like at the worst time?
Yeah.
And try, Aaron, who's yeah. like, it's not like, you know, and then people are looking at Aaron like, oh, did you, you know, pretty much try to steal all the thunder of the draft? Like,
yeah.
He didn't mean it for it to come out, whether it's true or not. And I, you know, I could see why he'd be upset with some of the decisions and, you know, the personnel, this and that. But I mean, the roster's pretty solid, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, you said it before though. Like they don't seem to include for a franchise that includes literally the whole fan base. They don't seem to include one, you know, their best player and arguably, you know, top two best player in the franchise history. Decisions like Joe Burrow, supposedly quarterback for the Bengals.
Hey, drafted his boy from LSU.
Yeah, he had like a say in like who they drafted, and he's in his second year. You know, like
drafted what's his name, Chase or whatever. I think.
Yeah. Jamar Chase.
Was it him, Jamar Chase?
Yeah, stud. But like mm-hmm. how can you not even like consult with Aaron Rod, like your franchise basically, on but. But
I know, exactly.
Yeah, but I know Packers fans, they're pissed. I mean, they're like, fire, you know, the whole front office. This is ridiculous. You can't let, you know.
Right, if that's what it takes to keep the coach. I you know, little questionable decision on the fourth down there, some of the coaching
right.
moves. But overall,
yeah, you have Aaron
Rodgers. 2-13-3 seasons with where I think he's such an upgrade from like McCarthy or whatever.
You're talking about LeFleur.
LeFleur. Yeah, exactly. Dodgeball jokes when his
life.
Yeah. But I think I like him. I think he's been a good coach. And as long as we keep him and the team that the roster they have intact, he still have another shot. I mean, he plays the way he did. I just, you know, at that point too, you try to leave the team. What type of chemistry can you have, you know?
Yeah,
so that's tough. I hated to watch it. I was stressing out drafting it. I'm not gonna lie, my phone was definitely going off with, you know, people saying sorry, people razzing me, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. That's how you know, it's a business, like they said. But yeah, I hope he stays a Packer. I'd like to retire as a Packer. Honestly, I'd rather him retire. Like, if he's like, oh, I'd rather him retire this year than see him on another team, to be honest. That would be a nightmare if he went to the Patriots. Imagine that.
I mean, I haven't seen
the Patriots fans always think they're getting everybody.
Oh, of course. And they got Mac Jones. They got their guy. But, you know, the rumor was either the Broncos, Raiders, or Giants of all teams. I just don't see any of that happening. Maybe the Broncos, just because multiple people have said it. But I think he's going to be a Packer. And he's going to retire Packer.
Yeah, me too.
So
I hope.
Yeah.
What do you think of your guy there?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Another
day, another Jets quarterback.
He looks just like Darnold.
What's that?
He looks just like Darnold.
Nah, they look different. Wait, what, because they're white? Somewhere.
No, a little baby face guy.
No, I know. Well, definitely, yeah. Zach Wilson definitely has a baby face. You know, I can't speculate yet. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say he's going to be great.
The Bears are happy with Justin Fields. That was kind of like who I thought they would have got.
Yeah. I mean, it's so tough to say about, you know, commenting on the draft and who's going to be great, who's not going to be great. You know, like it's so hard. You know,
what are your thoughts on your guy Tebow there?
Oh yeah, Tebow to the Jags, right?
Yeah.
What was that Tebow about? That was kind of a shock seeing that.
Oh, Urban Meyer, Florida.
Yeah, I get it. The whole connection, mentor, people, Trevor and stuff.
Stephen A. was mad that Colin Kaepernick still unsigned.
Oh my God, we're still doing this.
And then
it's like it's not happening.
I mean, you know, Tebow's not a quarterback now; he's a tight end. So
yeah. Kaepernick, I'm sorry to say, it's not happening.
Well, now it's a little.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking.
It's a little played out. So. But
I've tried for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years.
Yeah. So, but hey, this was great. I feel like I know more about crypto. There's still a lot to learn, but you know, it was good getting a nice education on it. Nice little schooling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just something you're going to hear more and more. And well, let me know if you have any other questions on or off air. By the way, congratulations on your new venture.
Oh, thank you.
You're the best.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Thank you.
When, did you pass all your tests, or you still have tests to come up? Or?
No, I'm certified, licensed.
Ready to go. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, license to sell. For anyone who's listening in the Albany area, or anyone who's listening in the Albany area, if you need a place, contact my man Tony.
Hey, thanks for the shout out, brother. I like appreciate it. That. And all right.
All right, my man. Well, hey, say hi to the fam for me. Thanks for having me.
We did it. Take care. Comb your hair.
Take care, cuzzy.
Peace.
Be good. Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.